Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Let's talk professional football with a former professional football player, Santana Dodson. Good morning, Santana. How are you?
I am good. Had a good holiday until about 7 o'clock last night.
Well, let's back up there. Let's talk about your holiday. You say that went well.
Oh yeah, it was outstanding.
We talked
a little bit about it last week, but you know, I had the fried turkeys. We had the Friendsgiving on Tuesday, and then we had a real Thanksgiving for my son and his teammates, because he's finishing up his senior year at University of Houston, and they had to travel on Thanksgiving. So we had that Wednesday. And then we had our family Thanksgiving over at Granny's or my grandmother's house on Thursday. So it was 3-4 days of laughing, joking, turkey eating, and back slapping.
Is that your limit? 4 days of making merry and being festive with loved ones and friends and, I mean, whoever else shows up at these things?
Yeah, that's about, give you 3-4 days, babe. That's enough. It's time for everybody to go back to their neutral corners.
Now, be honest, on day 3 or 4, did you just kind of groan and went, well, what time do we have to be over there?
Huh.
Come on.
No, not at all, because it was different faces and different places. So, but honestly, I was tired of the turkey at about Saturday. So yeah, about Saturday. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I was okay Friday, but Saturday I was tired of the turkey.
How many pounds of turkey do you think you consumed over that that space of time?
Man, that is a good question. That is a great question. I don't know. Let's say 4 good pounds.
Four pounds of turkey. I hope it was all white meat, my friend.
Why?
That's the healthiest, isn't it? The white meat is the healthiest.
It's the driest.
But it's the healthiest. It doesn't have to be the driest. My turkey was juicy, white or dark meat, and it came out of a smoker, Santana.
You smoked that thing, huh?
Yeah. Came out okay. Speaking of getting smoked.
Was everybody lip smacking?
Oh, yeah. But I really liked my transition there. Speaking of getting smoked. Is Mike McCarthy on his last legs?
As they say, as the adage goes, the fish stinks from the head. So they're bad or not as good as we're used to seeing, let me say that, on so many levels. But it does kind of go with the head coach, and he understands. He understands what goes with the job. They're just very inconsistent this year for so many reasons, but I mean, just like last night, just like the week before, and they have opportunities of grandeur and to clinch a game. They just choose not to, and that's kind of hard to watch and see.
Silence.
Well, injuries. They're very injured this year. They have no defensive backs. They put up a stat last night where Tremont Williams had played, I don't know, 138 games, as a starter, and everyone else was single digits, 11, 9, 2.
So do you fire the team then for being injured?
Well, what do you do about it?
I don't know. Or do you give them a pass for being injured, you know?
Well, I feel
it's always been a next man up attitude, but, you know, before long, do we really have the next man? I mean, we talked about this last week. The wide receivers, Cobb has been out, I think, now 5 weeks. And the wide receivers are talented, but at the same time, they're young. You know, but when you go beyond Devontae Adams. But last night, I saw a lot of inconsistency at the quarterback position. So, you know, I really watched Jimmy Graham, and he was open at times, and we're not finding him at all. And I think, you know, he's a $7-8 million player that we're not using. Aaron missed somebody on a 3rd and 1, and we know he missed a 4th and 2 the week before. Missed Davante Adams for a touchdown in the first half. So there's enough to go around to everybody, but we know we're not going to fire the quarterback position. So if heads need to roll, then, yeah, you'd start with the head coach. You know, he's a quality coach, but at the same time, there's some blame or reasoning for him as well because we had a 4th and 1. And my problem with the 4th and 1 call is you bunch everybody up and we don't have a lead blocker because we don't have a fullback on the team. And we're just handing the ball in single back situation and he gets hit in the backfield. So I don't agree with that play calling, but it's 4th and inches. So I really thought I'd see maybe a quarterback sneak, but that's hard to do. When you bunch everybody together, now you're putting 10 defenders in the box. And those things happen if you don't have a lead blocker. So I was surprised at that call, whoever made the call.
Cousins pulled off a quarterback sneak for a first down.
On second down.
Okay.
That wasn't even on third. Yeah, on second down they did. So it was really, I thought it was a surprise. But they got the first down, and then they just rolled on.
The pregame show was saying McCarthy is running the same offense that he did in 1996. Seven or whatever it was when he started.
Yeah, I mean, I see some subtle differences and some changes. I understand what the pre-game talk is about. I see some subtle differences. You know, he's also – I just don't see him on the same page. I don't see the two of them on the same page. And we all know that Aaron has made these throws before, time after time after time. And before long, you got to ask yourself why.
How sad would Aaron Rodgers be if Mike McCarthy were relieved of his duties as head coach of the Green Bay Packers? Does that come into the equation?
No, I think so. I mean, the question is who's the heir apparent and you're replacing him for who or with what? I don't know. Would do you go to a Belichick disciple? They seem to be pretty popular these days, but you know, who do you bring in? Because we know the standard is there. So the standard is not a rebuilding type of organization, but, you know, Aaron being, you know, 30 plus years old, you got to put a team around him that is attempting to get in the winner's circle right away.
There's a name gurgling up, coming up from New Orleans.
Are you ready for this?
A hot offense. A name familiar to Packer fans.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Joe Lombardi.
Oh, you've heard the name. Oh, you've heard of this guy.
You know that guy?
Yeah, I heard of that guy.
He's got.
I mean, they're doing great things in New Orleans.
They are.
Written for TV movie or something, at least if they were looking at him and he was top of the list.
So it would
be an interesting concept.
It would only be another chapter in the fairy story of the Green Bay Packers if he actually took them to a Super Bowl and won one or two of them.
Yeah, only if he were able to get us there.
Yeah, and win.
You know.
But
do you try it just for the story of it, or do you gotta? He's got a hot offense.
As a Packer fan, do you want to hire a coach because it's a great story, or because they have a chance? They think this is the guy that can get them back into the position of winning another Super Bowl. What do you want? A good story or another Lombardi Trophy?
Well, Bart Starr would have been a good story.
Yeah.
And who are the guys you talk to? Lynn Dickey.
Oh, Lynn Dickey and Paul Kaufman, yeah.
He said his system would have worked.
Yeah, had he been free to run the system without the board getting in the way. Yeah.
But now the board I don't know if the board is in the way or out of the way now.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
But, okay, it's going to be a prospect, and he's got a hot offense down there in New Orleans, right? But he's
the offense is definitely hot, and the quarterback is as hot as they come. I think we're a little premature on that one.
Yeah.
Because you still got to answer the question if they're able to win the next five games or four out of the five games.
No, you can't. There's no way they get it. There's no way they get in 8-7-1, right? I mean, that.
I don't think they get in the playoffs. They'd have to win out, and they need a lot of help to get in the playoffs if they win out. But even if they don't, I mean, are we having a head coach change conversation if they win the last four out of five or three out of five? Do we have the same conversation?
Well, not the same conversation, but there's going to be conversation going from now till the end of game 16, certainly.
Yeah. I mean, I think we're just too offensively dependent, meaning that, you know, we don't have enough playmakers defensively, and when is the last time we really won a game because of special teams? You know, there are three tiers.
Well, special teams.
And you got to win two out of three of them.
Yeah.
And I don't see us getting better in those other areas as well. We all love to look at the offense. You know, we've got the best quarterback in the league, understood, agreed. But there's so many other things we could be doing in other parts of the ball that makes me kind of scratch my head.
Well, okay. Well, defense, our defensive backs are just, we're cleaned out. We're down to, like, the bargain basement. Who do we have today, guys? Jari Alexander has hung in there. He's good, but he's still a rookie, and he got his socks faked off him last night. That's going to happen to anybody.
Yeah.
But we're hurting at defensive back. We're hurting in the defensive line.
Philadelphia, and they won the Super Bowl last year, and they actually this week they had three defensive backs that they brought in off the street. So
there you go. They won.
They're hurting as well.
You tell me.
They don't make these football players like they used to. Man, we used to suck it up, rub some dirt on it, and get back out there the next week.
I feel like I need to go out and get a card and send it to Brett Hundley with an apology attached to it, going, hey, I thought you were the total problem last year. Apparently, I was wrong. Because we have our quarterback back, and we're still no good.
No one expected this. Man. It was all going to be like, you know, we got punched in the face. We had a couple of front teeth missing. Everyone could see it. Right. Now we have, you know, some nice dental work done, a nice shiny couple of front teeth, and we still can't chew our food.
Right.
Exactly. And then stinky Minnesota. Like, you know, I still can't stand those guys for so many reasons. So I was watching it till the last second ticked off the clock last night, hoping for some type of divine intervention or something to get that game. Because, you know, the horn after every first down, the fans. The only thing worse than a Minnesota fan is probably a Dallas Cowboy fan. Because even if they're 1-15, Cowboy fans are like, well, we'll go get them next year.
I think you have to give the Vikings a little bit of credit. They made last night the Randy Moss night. They had all the alumni back, John Randall, all their Hall of Famers were there. I thought they did a great job of maximizing that against the Packers. Yeah.
The Vikings are more irritating. Cool. Yeah.
I almost sacked the television when I saw John Randall and
Brett Favre in the car.
Guys, I almost strapped it up and went out in the backyard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But the Vikings have the most irritating sound effects. The skull thing, the horn, the song. Yeah.
And it was so much canned noise when we used to go to the Metrodome. Like, they were loud, but they put the speakers right on the behind our bench to make it even louder. Just a whole bunch of excess.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dirty Vikings.
And their touchdown celebrations with their limbo with men holding up men and dancing under them. I mean, come on!
Yeah, it was a little bit too much.
Men dancing under men?
That limbo. Too much of that.
A little too much for me, right? It's a little too village people-y for me.
All right, SD. I guess we'll do this again.
All right, fellas. We'll try to suck it up, Buttercup. We'll
all right.
From today.
Against Phoenix, right?
Yes. Yeah. We'll talk about that next week.
All right, fellas. Y'all have a great week.
All right. Go do your turkey detox.